Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Thanksgiving Day, a time of fat if frightened turkeys, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, is conventionally marked by an amiable feast that was supposedly held between the Puritans of New England and the surrounding Indian tribes. The only problem is there is scarcely any historical evidence to recommend this view. The Puritans were hardly friendly towards the Indians. They viewed them as dangerous and illiterate heathens at best, and spawns of Satan at worst. The odds of them actually sitting together for a day of mutual thanks, even as a harvest-type festival, is doubtful. According to William B. Newell, former chairman of the Anthropology Department at the University of Connecticut, the first official Thanksgiving Day celebrated the massacre of some 700 Pequot Indian men, women, and children during one of their religious ceremonies. Unfortunately, the idea that the Puritans would actually give thanks for a massacre of the Indians is hardly surprising. In fact, there's much historical evidence to back up this view. Here is William Bradford in his famous history of the Plymouth Plantation celebrating the famous Pequot Massacre. Quote, "Those that scraped the fire were slain with the sword, some hewed to pieces, others run through with their rapiers, so as they were quickly dispatched, and very few escaped. It was conceived they thus destroyed about 400 at this time. It was a fearful sight to see them, thus frying in the fire, and the streams of blood quenching the same, and horrible was the stink and scent thereof. But the victory seemed a sweet sacrifice, and they gave the prayers thereof to God, who had wrought so wonderfully for them, thus to enclose their enemies in their hands, and give them so speedy a victory over so proud and insulting an enemy." Unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.